there. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital FM. We're the soundtrack to your life if your life is heard on Sirius Satellite Radio or online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, New Music Tuesday, but first, let's get the latest news headlines with Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. Hello again, everyone. Same-sex couples are taking out marriage licenses in California now that that state permits gays and lesbian couples to marry. Dozens of marriages have now been held. But as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, just one marriage was held last night at San Francisco City Hall.
Two lesbian activists and pioneers, Del Martin and Phyllis Lyon, both in their 80s, were wed by Mayor Gavin Newsom.
I think today marriage as an institution has been strengthened. I think today marriage has been affirmed.
The couple was greeted by scores of well-wishers, but outside City Hall, a few demonstrators carried signs denouncing gay marriage.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez. San Francisco officials say they expect to marry at least 600 gay and lesbian couples in less than 2 weeks. Presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama has gotten a big endorsement from former Vice President Al Gore. Sarah Hewlett was at the rally in Detroit last night.
Obama was joined on stage by former Vice President Al Gore.
After 8 years of incompetence, neglect, and failure, we need change. After 8 years in which our Constitution has been dishonored and disrespected, we need change.
Obama urged a booing crowd to give its respect to Senator Hillary Clinton, and he acknowledged his long absence from Michigan while he was locked in a month-long battle with Clinton for the Democratic nomination.
Sarah Hewlett reporting. The federal government says it's okay now to eat tomatoes from Mexico's Baja California peninsula. The Food and Drug Administration is still trying to locate the source of a salmonella outbreak that has been spread by tomatoes. At least 277 people have gotten sick this spring, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the outbreak, in nearly 30 states, by the way, is not yet over. Consumers should continue to avoid raw red plum, red Roma, or red round tomatoes unless they have been cleared to eat, such as the Baja California tomatoes have been cleared. A government intelligence official says the United States should try harder to get its hands on radioactive material on the black market. The intelligence director for the Energy Department, Rolf Moet-Larsen, says the United States has to get the material off the black market before terrorists do. Moet-Larsen says there have been hundreds of incidents of nuclear-related smuggling in the past 15 years. 20 of these incidents have involved uranium or plutonium. And thousands of people in Argentina have been protesting the government's handling of a crisis with farmers. Motorists are honking horns. People are gathering in neighborhoods in Buenos Aires to demand faster action from President Cristina Fernandez. Her government has been arguing with Argentine farmers over taxes on farm exports. Well, as a result, the farmers have blocked roads so that trucks carrying grain cannot get out. The crisis has also led, on occasion, to bare shelves in grocery stores and to increasing fear of recession. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Mike, back to you.